This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The White House has released a memo summarizing U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial phone call with Ukraine's leader in July. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The allegations that Mr. Trump sought Ukraine's help with his 2020 re-election bid prompted Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday to announce a formal impeachment inquiry. AP's Jackie Quinn says President Trump believes this move will help his re-election bid.
President Trump had a response ready even before the Democratic House Speaker announced the inquiry.
Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do.
And his campaign team quickly released a video of Trump's congressional critics.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
With the tagline, "While Democrats' sole focus is fighting Trump, President Trump is fighting for you." Trump insists that he's done nothing wrong in his discussions with Ukraine's president, and a transcript will show that. In the video, he says,
"It's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way, because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had." It's crazy.
Jackie Quinn, it's crazy. Washington.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he is trying to help de-escalate tensions between the United States and Iran. Khan says President Trump asked if he could step in and maybe come up with another deal. Khan said he spoke to the Iranian president but would not reveal more details. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 37 people and injuring more than 700 others. The quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. China is urging President Donald Trump to oppose bullying following the American leader's criticism of its trade status in a speech at the United Nations. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
A foreign ministry spokesman called on Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. Trump had earlier complained that the World Trade Organization improperly gives China preferential treatment. The Chinese spokesman, Geng Shuang, expressed hope that Washington will listen to developing countries' calls for rapid development, opposition to bullying, and suppression and aspirations for peace and stability. I'm Karen Chamas.
In an unrelated move, the U.S. is imposing sanctions on certain Chinese entities for knowingly transferring oil from Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington is going to ramp up its efforts to educate countries on the risks of doing business with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to disentangle them from the Iranian economy. Lawmakers at the House of Commons in London have resumed work after the British Supreme Court ruled that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was illegal. Johnson is expected to face renewed calls for his resignation from some legislators. He says he will not step down. Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union on October 31st. A United Nations special report warns much of humanity is threatened by global warming's devastating impact on oceans and frozen regions of Earth. The report concludes that climate change is accelerating ocean warming, rising sea levels, melting ice sheets and glaciers, and causing other related environmental problems. Meanwhile, climate activist Greta Thunberg is among four people named winners of a Right Livelihood Award, also known as the Alternative Nobel. The director of the foundation says Thunberg has immensely helped to highlight the climate change crisis.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg from Sweden is recognized by the jury for inspiring and amplifying political demands for urgent climate action, reflecting scientific fact.
The four winners will each receive a cash award. Spain's Supreme Court has ruled that the government can exhume the remains of former dictator Francisco Franco, rejecting the objections of the Franco family. For more news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.